السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
الله أكبر، الله أكبر، الله أكبر، الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. حي على الفلاح، حي على الفلاح. الله أكبر، الله أكبر. لا
إن الحمد لله، إن الحمد لله، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدًا عبده ورسوله. يقول الله جل وعلا في كتابه الكريم: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولًا سديدًا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. أعاذنا الله وإياكم منها أجمعين. أما بعد، dear brothers and sisters, when you go to a bookstore, or when you go to a library, or when you shop for books on Amazon, you'll see that one of the most popular genres of literature is self-help. According to the latest statistics about self-help literature, there are approximately 85,000 self-help titles published. And this industry of self-help is currently worth an estimated $10.5 billion. And there are 15,000 self-help titles published every single year. And there are around 10 million copies sold yearly. And those numbers are much larger if you count digital books and books sold outside of the US and PDFs that are uploaded online. Dear brothers and sisters, whether people implement the lessons in those books or not, many people are seeking change. Many people desire to change. Now, some people will take those books, read them, implement them, and actually change for the better, while others will read those books and enjoy them, but what they enjoy the most is the idea of positive change from those books, even if they don't implement a single thing in them. And then there are those who are utterly resistant to change and never think about any form of self-improvement. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Holy Quran that change, universal change, is the one constant in creation. The one thing that everything in the universe, the created realm, has in common is change. Change is the sunnah of Allah and His creation. Min sunanillahi ta'ala al-kawniyah. In Surah Yasin, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about this change in creation. He says, وَآيَةٌ لَهُمُ اللَّيْلُ نَسْلَخُ مِنْهُ النَّهَارُ فَإِذَا هُمْ مُظْلِمُونَ وَالشَّمْسُ تَجْرِي لِمُسْتَقَرٍ لَهَا ذَلِكَ تَقْدِيرُ الْعَزِيزِ الْعَلِيمِ وَالْقَمَرَ قَدَّرْنَاهُ مَنَازِلَ حَتَّى عَادَ كَالْعُرْجُونِ الْقَدِيمِ لا الشمس ينبغي لها أن تدرك القمر ولا الليل سابق النهار وكل في فلك يسبحون. He tells us in Surah Yasin, there is a sign for them in the night. We strip from it daylight. Then behold, they are in darkness. The sun travels for its fixed term. That is the design of the Almighty, the All-Knowing. As for the moon, we have ordained precise phases for it until it ends up like an old, curved palm stalk. It is not for the sun to catch up with the moon, nor does the night outrun the day. Each is traveling in an orbit of their own. That is the change we witness in the external world, in nature, in the heavens. But Allah Ta'ala also mentions change taking place in the womb. Allah Ta'ala mentions in Surah Al-Mu'minun, وَلَقَدْ خَلَقَنَا الْإِنسَانَ مِنْ سُلَالَةٍ مِنْ طِينٍ ثُمَّ جَعَلْنَاهُ نُطْفَةً فِي قَرَارٍ مَكِينٍ ثُمَّ خَلَقَنَا النُّطْفَةَ عَلَقَةً فَخَلَقَنَا الْعَلَقَةَ مُضْغَةً فَخَلَقَنَا الْمُضْغَةَ عِظَامًا فَكَسَوْنَا الْعِظَامَ لَحْمًا ثُمَّ أَنْشَأْنَاهُ خَلْقًا آخَرَ. He says, indeed, we have created humankind from an extract of clay, then place each human as a sperm drop in a secure lodging, a secure place, the womb. Then we develop the drop into a clinging clot of blood. Then develop the clot into a lump of flesh. Then develop the lump into bones. Then clothe the bones with flesh. Then we brought it into being as a new creation. This is the constant in creation, change. Likewise, we see that constant in our own states, our own experiences as human beings. There is change in the cosmos outside of us. There is change in the womb of the mother. And when we are born and we develop into grown adults, we've experienced changes in our fortune. Allah Ta'ala tells us in the Quran, قُلِ اللَّهُمَّ مَالِكَ الْمُلْكِ تُؤْتِي الْمُلْكَ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتَنْزِعُ الْمُلْكَ مِمَّنْ تَشَاءُ وَتُعِزُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتُذِلُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ. Allah tells us, telling the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to say this, O Allah, O absolute sovereign King of Kings, you grant dominion to whomever you will, and you strip dominion and power from whomever you will. You honor whomever you will, and you abase whomever you will. This is the constant in creation, dear brothers and sisters. Everything is constantly changing. One of the ulama of Al-Andalus says, boredom is the experience of the person who does not realize that things are constantly changing. If you realize that everything is changing at every single instance in time, you don't really become bored because you're witnessing constant change unfold before your eyes. Everything is changing. Even as you all sit here, and even as I stand here, your eyes blink. You inhale and exhale, and your internal organs are carrying out their function right now. Your blood is being pumped and traveling through your body at this very moment. Change is the constant in creation. While our Creator, the Creator of change, is unchanging. He is not subject to fluctuations, and He is not reactive. هو منزه عن التغيير والانفعالات سبحانه وتعالى. So this law of change is a universal in creation. And this law of change applies in the cosmos, in the womb, in our own fortunes and misfortunes. And change applies to individuals. Change applies to families. Change applies to communities. And indeed, change applies to entire nations. In the most powerful verse about change in the Quran, Allah Ta'ala tells us, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِقَوْمٍ حَتَّى يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ. He says, indeed, Allah does not change the condition of a people until they change what is in themselves. And in another verse highlighting this reality, Allah Ta'ala tells us, ذَٰلِكَ بِأَنَّ اللَّهَ لَمْ يَكُ مُغَيِّرًا نِعْمَةً أَنْعَمَهَا عَلَىٰ قَوْمٍ حَتَّى يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ سَمِيعٌ عَلِيمٌ. He says, and that is because Allah does not change what is with a people in a blessing that He has bestowed upon them until they change what is within themselves. These are the two verses, dear brothers and sisters, that highlight the change that occurs to us within ourselves as individuals, as families, as communities, and as an ummah. Dear brothers and sisters, I ask you all to pay very close attention to this verse. This is one of the verses that you hear often in fundraisers. It's a verse you hear often when the speaker is encouraging people to do something positive. They say, Allah will not change the condition of a people until they change what is within themselves. Therefore, donate for this or that project. And that meaning is sound, but we should take a deeper look at this verse and what it means for us. Pay very close attention, dear brothers and sisters. Allah Ta'ala tells us, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِقَوْمٍ حَتَّى يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ. Indeed, Allah does not change the condition of a people until they change that which is in themselves. In this verse, Allah Ta'ala is actually mentioning two types of change. There is the action of change that Allah Ta'ala affirms for Himself. His act of changing the condition of a people. لَا يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِقَوْمٍ. And then there is the change that Allah affirms for people, where they take steps to change their own condition. What is our Creator subhanahu wa ta'ala telling us? Allah is telling us that if we change for the worst, He will change our conditions from good to bad. And if we change our conditions for the better, He will change our conditions from bad to good. It goes both ways, dear brothers and sisters. If we are good, if we start out good and make a change for the worst, we will have changes put upon us that are for the worst. If we are in a bad state, but we change for the better, Allah will change conditions, making things better for us. From good to worse, or from worse to better. Allah will change our condition from strength to weakness, or weakness to strength. He will change our condition from honor to dishonor, or dishonor change to honor. He will change us from gratitude to a state of ingratitude. Or we have ingratitude and we change for the better, becoming people of gratitude. Or we are from a place of concern for deen to a place of indifference. Allah Ta'ala is the one who creates the changes to our conditions. However, the sabab, the means, the material cause of that change is linked to what we do. The changes that Allah Ta'ala brings about in our life, from bad to good, or from good to bad, are linked to the material cause of what we do with our own hands. Allah Ta'ala affirms this in the Quran. ظَهَرَ الْفَسَادُ فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحَرِ بِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِ النَّاسِ. Corruption has appeared on land and on sea due to what people's hands have earned. Dear brothers and sisters, do not think that this law of change is limited to the ummah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is a universal law and is applied to every people at every time and at every place. It's not just for Muslims, because Allah Ta'ala tells us, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِقَوْمٍ بِقَوْمٍ A people, an indefinite people. نَكِرَةٌ فِي سِيَاقِ النَّفِي. It's an indefinite noun, meaning any people. There are no people, Muslim or non-Muslim, good or bad, from any time in human history, except that this universal law applies to them. If they make a change from good to bad, then things happen negatively in their lives. If they make a change from bad to good, Allah changes their conditions for the better. This is a universal law. And we see this described by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in a very powerful and frightening hadith. And this hadith is recorded by Imam Ibn Majah from Abdullah ibn Amr, who relates that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ya Muhajirun, he called out to those who made hijrah from Mecca to Medina. Ya Muhajirun, there are five things which you will be tested with, and I seek refuge with Allah that you live to see them. So he's speaking about broad tests and afflictions that will strike the ummah at large. And then he said, I seek refuge in Allah that you should live to see them. Number one, he said, immorality, fahisha, never appears among a nation to such an extent that they commit it openly, but plagues and diseases that were never known among the predecessors will spread among them. When a people begin to commit fahisha, indecency and immorality and degeneracy, to the extent that they have no shame and it's a public matter and they're proud about it, and they broadcast it, they make money out of it, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that when that happens, when that becomes rife, diseases and plagues that were unknown will spread among them that their ancestors never knew about. Number two, he said, they do not cheat in weights and measures, except they will be stricken with famine, severe calamity, and the oppression of their rulers. So they want to make some money. They want to go from a certain level of wealth to a higher level of wealth. They want to change, but they change using a haram means, cheating in weights and measures. And as a result, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, when this is rife, they will be stricken with famine, severe calamities, and the oppression of their rulers. Number three, he said, they do not withhold the zakat of their wealth, except that rain will be withheld from the sky. And were it not for the animals, no rain would fall on them. A people can withhold the zakat and yet they still receive rainfall. But here the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is telling us that even if those people withholding zakat receive rain, it's not a blessing for them, it's not for them, It is out of rahmah for the animals that live in that area. It's not for them. Number four, he said, they do not break their covenant with Allah and His Messenger, except that Allah will enable their enemies to overpower them and take some of what is in their hands. So if they break the ahad with Allah and His Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah Ta'ala will enable their enemies to overpower them and take some of what they have. We can look at the ummah in its state for the past 200 years and see this. And lastly, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in this hadith, if their leaders do not rule according to the book of Allah and seek all good from that which Allah has revealed, Allah will cause them to harm one another. Sadaqa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Indeed, he has spoken the truth. Dear brothers and sisters, what is it that causes people to change for the worst? What is it that causes people to resist changing for the better? According to the majority of the ulama, the root of this vice of being resistant to positive change, and indeed the root of every single vice, the ulama say the root of it is one thing and one thing only. The root of every vice is ar-ridha bin nafs. It is being self-satisfied. Being self-satisfied means that a person no longer holds themselves to the standards set by Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Being self-satisfied means a person doesn't see the need to improve. They don't see the point of trying to better themselves or make positive change. That is the root of virtually every single vice. Now, what this means is that if your ego, your nafs, is the center of your universe, if the most important thing is your nafs and your nafs alone, then why not sacrifice every value to fulfill the cravings of your nafs? If the nafs is the center of one's universe, what's the big deal in doing all sorts of things displeasing to Allah Ta'ala as long as they fulfill that craving of the nafs? Why bother refining the soul, right? Why bother trying to improve for the better if a person is already happy where they are and all they seek is to fulfill their cravings? That is not fun. Why would a person bother? So the question we have to ask ourselves critically is, are we self-satisfied? Are we guilty of that vice of being satisfied with where we are? Are we satisfied with our status? Are we content to be as we are without seeking any positive change? Maybe, if you're circumspect, you say, possibly I am, or I see aspects of that in my life. But there's a way to know if you are or are not self-satisfied. There are certain telltale signs. Imam Ahmad Zarruq rahimahullah, he mentions that among the signs that a person is radin bi nafsihi, self-satisfied, is that they feel entitled. They have this entitlement about them. They have this attitude where they believe, I'm not like others. That applies to all of those people. That doesn't apply to me. I'm different. I'm the exception to the rule. So this person, because they're self-satisfied, they make exceptions for themselves. Well, that is technically haram. I shouldn't do that thing. However, my case is different. I'm different. My circumstances are different. I'm justified because, well, I'm me and they are them. So because they feel entitled, they allow themselves to do whatever they want. That is one sign of self-satisfaction, ar-ridha bin nafs. Another sign of ar-ridha bin nafs, self-satisfaction, is that this person goes out of their way to be gentle with their nafs. What does that look like? Or what does that sound like? That sounds like the internal dialogue of the person who says to themselves, it's okay, you've had a long day, you're under a lot of pressure, you need a break. What will this haram thing harm you? You know, you've had a hard time, you're under a lot of stress, take it easy, go easy with yourself. They have that internal dialogue. This, Imam Ahmad Zarruq says, is a sign that a person is self-satisfied. If they are self-satisfied, are they going to make a change? Will they bother to try to change themselves? They won't even bother. They won't even take a single step to make an improvement because they're happy with where they are. Imagine you have the mansion of your dreams and the car of your dreams and your lifestyle is set up perfectly, exactly as you imagined it. If you have all of that, why would you seek to move somewhere else? You're satisfied where you are, you're content. Why would you seek something else? Likewise with the nafs. If you're happy with where you are, if you make excuses for yourself, if you feel entitled, if you think the rules don't always apply to you, and although they may apply to you, technically, the Sharia rules do apply to you, however, you're under a lot of pressure, you're having a hard day, therefore it's okay. All of these, dear brothers and sisters, are signs that a person is self-satisfied. And if they're self-satisfied, they won't make a change. They won't even think about it or make any attempt. But if you're not self-satisfied, if you know that there are improvements to be made in your deen, in your dunya, in your character, in your knowledge, in all sorts of aspects of your life, you won't be self-satisfied. You'll know you need to make the change. So a powerful medicine for treating this self-satisfaction and inculcating the desire for change and pushing forward with good change, a powerful medicine for all of that is fasting in the month of Ramadan. Because fasting in the month of Ramadan requires discipline. Fasting in the Ramadan builds focus. And when it is done collectively in the community, we're actually helping each other change for the better. So Ramadan is that door of change. And Ramadan is upon us, dear brothers and sisters. So let us make an intention to commit to positive change, to remove bad habits and inculcate good habits and come out on the other side of the month of Ramadan as a changed individual. May Allah inspire us with that change from bad to better to good, and to remove the bad qualities and inculcate the good. Ameen. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. الحمد لله رب العالمين حمدا كثيرا طيبا مباركا فيه كما يحب ربنا ويرضى والصلاة والسلام الأتمان الأكملان المتلازمان على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم وبعد. Dear brothers and sisters, this is the final Jumu'ah of the month of Sha'ban, and in the coming days we will be receiving the honored guest of Ramadan, the month of change. And it is my belief regarding all of you, dear brothers and sisters, that you all want positive change in your life. I don't believe that there's a single one among you, male or female, that is self-satisfied to the point of not desiring to make a change for the better in different aspects of your life. We all desire this positive change, whether it is physical, or health change, health-wise, or financial, or social, or religious. But there are so many people who want to change, and they may even make an intention to change. But at the end of it all, they are empty-handed, and they have made no positive changes at all. And if their entire life was written in a book, you would see that every single page would look exactly the same as the page before it and after it. So if we want good change, we have to understand some important points about making change in our life. So there are three important points I invite you to consider as you make these intentions for change before the month of Ramadan. Number one, we have to understand that we are all capable of changing for the better. Allah Ta'ala tells us in the verse we recited in the first khutbah, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِقَوْمٍ حَتَّى يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ. Indeed, Allah will not change the condition of a people until they change what is in themselves. حَتَّى يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ. Until they change the condition within themselves. Until they change the condition within themselves. This verse, dear brothers and sisters, refutes the flimsy, weak argument of those who arrogantly say, I am the way I am. I'm just keeping it real. I am the way I am and I'm never going to change. This verse refutes that flimsy argument. This verse also refutes the argument of those who say, in a feeling of defeat, I'm stuck. I can't change. I've tried before and I failed, so I understand that I'm always going to be like this. They resign, they give up, and they say, I can't change. I'm always going to be like this. It is what it is. This verse refutes that argument as well, because Allah Ta'ala affirms that we have the ability to change what is in ourselves. If it were not possible for us to make positive change in our life, Allah Ta'ala would not have sent prophets and messengers to humanity with revelation and demands that people change. If it were not possible for us to improve ourselves, Allah would not have sent Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with the demand that people change from shirk, worshipping other than Allah, to tawheed, worshipping Allah alone, with the demand to change from kufr, disbelief, to iman, to faith, from immorality to morality, from corruption to justice, and from vice to virtue. So it's all within our hands, bi tawfiqillahi ta'ala, with Allah's enabling grace. Point number two, the external change that we seek in the world is inexorably linked with the internal change. The change that we desire in the world around us is intimately linked with our own internal change. That is why Allah Ta'ala says, حَتَّى يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ, until they change what is in themselves. Let me repeat that. This is a very important point to understand in this current cultural environment. The changes that we desire in the world around us are linked with us changing our own internal conditions. We can't say that once the world around us gets better, we'll get better. No, we have to make internal changes to see external changes. And between the external and the internal actually takes precedence, because the external is a reflection of the internal. Blaming other people, blaming society, that's not going to change us. We have to have the discipline and the focus and drive to make the changes in us that Allah and His Messenger demand of us. Number three, listen very carefully to this verse that we've been reciting. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِقَوْمٍ حَتَّى يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ. Indeed, Allah will not change the condition of a people until they change that which is in themselves. Notice very carefully that this verse does not say, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِإِنسَانٍ أَوْ بِشَخْصٍ أَوْ بِإِمْرِئٍ أَوْ بِرَجُلٍ أَوْ بِإِمْرَأَةٍ حَتَّى يُغَيِّرَ مَا بِنَفْسِهِ. Allah does not say that. He does not say He will not change the condition of a person, of an individual man or woman, until he or she change what is in themselves. He says, حَتَّى يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ, until they change the condition in themselves. He addresses it in the plural. This verse is not speaking about the lone individual. It's not speaking about that single person who makes positive changes in their life. It is about collective change. Changing as a whole. Changing on an individual level, a familial level, a communal level, a societal level. It is a collective change. So you or me or other individuals might make a change for the better. But that isn't what we need. We need, yes, an individual change, but we also need a collective change. And that means التواصي بالحق. That means mutual reminders. That means reminding each other, encouraging each other, cooperating with each other in positive change, building awareness, supporting collective causes that bring about that change. In conclusion, dear brothers and sisters, we are just days away from the month of positive change, the month of Ramadan. Ramadan is upon us, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that He has legislated the month of Ramadan so that we can develop taqwa. He says, O you who believe, kutiba alaykum as-siyam, fasting has been made obligatory upon you. Kama kutiba ala al-ladina min qablikum, just as it was prescribed upon those before you. La'allakum tattaqun, so that you may develop taqwa. Fasting, therefore, develops within us this capacity for change. It develops within us this ability to change for the better. We change our schedules. We change our sleep patterns. We change our eating habits. And we make these changes for the entire month, and we are inspired to take that change further and remove bad qualities and replace them with good. This verse, dear brothers and sisters, says that fasting has been prescribed upon us, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, so that perhaps you may attain taqwa, mindfulness of Allah. Allah does not say that الصائمون هم المتقون. He doesn't say that those who fast are the people of taqwa. He says so that perhaps you will become people of taqwa. In the Arabic language, the particle la'alla is called harfu i'dad. It's a particle indicating preparation. So that perhaps through that effort of fasting, you will develop good habits. You will make positive changes that carry over into Shawwal and for the rest of the year, and inshallah for the rest of your life. That's for fasting. And the same thing applies to salat. The same thing applies to other acts of worship. So look how Ramadan paves the way for positive and collective change. Personally, individually, we're all fasting and making changes. And collectively, we're all doing it together. We come together for the purpose of breaking the fast and for praying Salat al-Tarawih. So if only we can take that general thrust of change we experience in Ramadan and allow it to lead us to building better habits and making better changes, developing our character, developing ourselves in ways that serve others, in da'wah, in calling people to Allah Ta'ala. So what sort of positive changes would we experience spiritually and physically and emotionally if we receive the month with this attitude? That Allah Ta'ala says that He will change our conditions for the better when we change the conditions ourselves. And that we have the capacity for change. And that it is the sunnah of Allah in creation that if you make the change, Allah will facilitate for you. May Allah facilitate good change for us. May Allah give us very powerful intentions going into the month of Ramadan. May it be a month of change for the better. May Allah remove from us the bad habits that have accrued over time and replace them with beautiful habits that endure until the day we meet Him and He is pleased with us. Ameen. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد عبدك ورسولك النبي الأمي وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما بقدر عظمة ذاتك في كل وقت وحين سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين وقوموا إلى صلاتكم الحمد لله